At last every man would have his load, and the long line would be ready. The leaders, rushing ahead, blew their horns, and the porters followed with the loads on their heads. The Bradleys used to march at the front of the procession, and Uncle Akeley at the end of it. Here he could take pictures without stopping the march, and could see that no loads were dropped. No porter ever stole anything, but sometimes one ran away and left his load in the path. The day's march. The sun would be coming up as the procession started, and the white people would pull off their sweaters and throw them on some bundle. Every hour it would grow hotter and hotter, till at noon the sun stood overhead, and your shadow was a huddled little thing just under your feet, like a black kitten trying to get out of the way. Then it would grow cooler and cooler, till the sun dropped behind the mountains at 6 o'clock. Usually Alice rode in a basket carried by two natives with two others to change off. She didn't like the basket, but she had to ride many a mile in it over the rough, steep ways. Often she would curl up in her basket and sleep like a kitten. Sometimes at a hill too steep for Alice to be carried in the basket, one of the boys would put her on his shoulders and carry her. The traveling Alice liked best was to ride on a little seat on the front of a bicycle ridden by one of the native boys. Think of bicycles in Africa. Yet the party had brought six of them, for the paths between native villages have been made smooth by bare feet that bicycles can often be ridden. When the paths were too steep or rough or muddy after the rains began, the porters carried the bicycles on their heads as they did not know how to wheel them.